talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. In Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it made since the last show yesterday morning. Well, an unbelievably sad story, and really a shocking failure to comment on it by Fox News. Laura Ingraham of Fox interviewed a Washington State police officer who was an anti-vaxxer. There was a requirement among the Washington police, well, this is the Washington State we're talking about, that they have to be vaccinated. Reason is that they interact with the public all the time. They interact with people who have immunodeficiencies, who have medical conditions, and they interact with their fellow police officers. Fellow police officers have wives and kids, husbands and kids. They don't want to take COVID home to them. This guy refused to get vaccinated, and there were various attempts to get him to be vaccinated, and then ultimately he was fired. He was released from the police department. Laura Ingraham of Fox, interviewing him, was very sympathetic, praised him for being anti-vax, at least impliedly, gave him that kind of exposure. And then said asked him why he did it and what he would say to the governor. And he said the governor can F himself, and he has the right not to be vaccinated. Yesterday, it was announced that he died of COVID. Not only that, he has a wife and kids. And not only that, nobody on Fox even mentioned that. Laura Ingraham didn't mention it. Nobody else mentioned it. Nobody else mentioned that Laura Ingraham has been vaccinated. Nobody else mentioned that everybody in the Fox newsroom has been vaccinated, because Rupert Murdoch's people put out a memo that says you get vaccinated or you're fired. Money's good. Benefits are good. They got vaccinated. Murdoch owns properties in Europe and Australia and everywhere outside the United States. This is a no-brainer. There isn't this anti-vax craziness. It's starting to creep in. Up in Canada, you have those truckers doing it, but you don't have journalists and newsrooms and a lot of other people prominently displayed for being anti-vax. Fox misled this guy. I do not know if they had leaned on him or refused to give him an interview at some point if he would have been vaccinated, but they puffed him up. Laura Ingraham sat there fully vaccinated, and this stuff goes out over the air, and he dies, and then she doesn't mention it. I think that's very cold. I think that's very, very cold. That's very wrong. Fox, with a newsroom full of people who have been vaccinated, should not be egging people on. The anti-vaxxers should not be coming out right out, people like Tucker Carlson, who has also been vaccinated, and telling people not to get vaccinated, or at least that it's dangerous, throwing shade on it. This is wrong. This is morally wrong. And then when the guy dies, and he does have a wife and kids, the decent thing would have been to announce it, to say that you're very sorry that it happened. And if you were really a news operation and not a propaganda operation, what you would say is, we are rethinking what we're doing. We're all vaccinated, but we don't say that on the air. why doesn't Tucker Carlson, why doesn't Sean Hannity, why doesn't Laura Ingraham say on the air they've been vaccinated? In other words, a disclaimer. That's common in good journalism. If you read a newspaper article and somebody's writing something about a company, you'll occasionally see a disclaimer that says, I own shares in this company. Or my wife is on the board of directors of this company. That is an alert. Doesn't mean people won't read the article. Doesn't mean people won't pay attention to what you have to say. But in the back of their minds, they'll go, okay. Okay. Is this guy, you know, just subconsciously have a thumb on the scales? But if you write about a company, favorably or unfavorably, and if it's favorably and you don't say you own stock in it, and if it's unfavorably, you don't say you shorted the stock in it, or you don't say your wife is on the board of directors, or your wife worked there, was fired, and you're mad at the company, you know, that kind of thing. You mislead people. Well, this, you misled them to death. He misled them to death. The Fox people did. You have no way of knowing, if he hadn't been praised and puffed up, what he would have done. But it's a safe bet that once he's there in front of the cameras, getting millions of people looking at him, he can't back down. He can't back down. And he died. Very, very sad. Very sad. Very typical of Fox, sadly. We're coming back to Wisconsin. You know, there are six commissioners, Wisconsin election commissioners, three of them Republicans, three of them Democrats. They alternate the chairmanship. They typically, in the past, have been 6-0 or 5-1. Spindell, the Republican, of course, was a fraudulent fake elector. And he's in the ringer right now. You never know if they go after those 10 electors, he's one of them. That's pretty disgusting. But the other five, two Republicans and three Democrats, one of them is a guy named Dean Knutson. He's a Republican. The Republicans are calling on him to resign. The sheriff of Racine County, a clown sheriff, who says that the Wisconsin Election Commission should be charged with felonies because they mailed ballots into nursing homes during the pandemic when they weren't permitted in the nursing homes, and there's no other way to get them the ballots other than mailing them, and it passed 6-0 in the Wisconsin Election Commission. It was upheld by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The clown sheriff in Racine thinks that they should be prosecuted. He's got to keep his mouth shut. No one asked him who they think should be prosecuted. If he has somebody in his jurisdiction committing some kind of crime, he takes it to the DA. He doesn't know anything about the structure of elections. He's a Trumper and just sounding off. But Voss jumped in. They asked Voss, should these guys be prosecuted? And what they're all now saying is that only five of them should be prosecuted. Spindell, the fake elector, is sacred. He should not be prosecuted because he did his best to commit fraud to help Trump. That is the sickness. That is the cancer. That is the cancer in the Republican Party, and in a portion, but not exclusively and not completely, in some law enforcement. Well, Knutson is one of them, and he was appointed by Voss. Voss gets an appointment, appointing Knutson. And they said, Voss, do you support a felony charge against the guy, Dean Knutson, a Republican whom you appointed? And Voss goes, well, you have to pay consequences. He's a master at Putin-esque type of sneaking around. You have to pay take the consequences. Of what? Of voting 6-0, supported by the Supreme Court, to mail old folks ballots because you were kept out of nursing homes during the pandemic. Wives couldn't go in to see their husbands. If a grandkid was born, they held the kid up to the window pane and the grandma on the other side kissed the glass. That's how sad it was. So Voss the clown is supporting a felony conviction against the guy he appointed. And then Voss the clown is asked, well, why don't you take him off? You have complete control over him. You can take him off and put someone else. Voss walked away. You have no idea. Actually, you do have an idea about the degradation and about this strange mating dance of the king crabs on the beach among these people. There's an ounce of integrity. All there is a desperate attempt to avoid criticism from Trump. This enables law enforcement, like the sheriff in Racine, to start shooting his mouth off and saying people involved in the election should be criminally charged with felonies because the guy he favored didn't win. The correct answer is shut up. The correct answer eventually is a recall against him. Where are the people in Racine on this? Where are the people in Voss's district on this? If he wants Dean Knutson out of there, he doesn't have to charge him with a felony. He can simply yank him and put another guy in. Put Gableman on. All right. I mean, he's paying Gableman. Very sick. Very, very sick. Dean Knutson stood tall, actually, and what he said was, it was a fair election. Biden won because Trump didn't get enough votes. Get over it. I was glad to see that. I was glad to see that from Dean Knutson. So stand by. There's a lot more. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna...